Hello and welcome to On This Day in Blues History for August 19th. I am your host, P.W. Fenton.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
Following up on a subject I brought up less than a week ago, on this day in 1955, WINS Radio announced it would no longer play white copy versions of R&B recordings. DJs were instructed to play Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame and not Pat Boone's bleached out white version. And I'm going to obey that rule myself.
My chills feel like rain.
Today in 1913 also marked the birth of the lead singer of one of my favorite vocal groups, Harry Mills of the Mills Brothers.
Got the St. Louis Blue Jays as blue as I can be. Got the St. Louis Blue Jays as blue as I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
Hey, don't forget to stop by at bluesland.net where I have links to all the music you hear on this show. This is P.W. Fenton reminding you to come back tomorrow for another episode of On This Day in Blues History.
Say a black-headed woman make a freight train jump that time.